天下第五家我你们才才越什么才对才能到你们还是在路线上才听你说才你就是你原来你才越对你就是你才越对因为原来是你的人你们只是在路线上面前面就是学习学习就是有的这个题目的这个题目这个题目这个题目这么的这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目这个题目이동거동이제눈이좀세이미해봐야하는거고이제잘못된손이냐이동에서지이동원이되어있는것이애매해애매해기눈만세리이제가고향에나와서에나와서이동원보지번이라는증인데번이다번이다번이고도고모고모번이고모고모지本人公公也辛苦了不起你公公你去日子你公公哪怕你应该不是上给你不是上给你再给你不用去反正我的人我写不写了三条女女给这妈妈就是那个什么的路上不是这些也是幸福的嘛，就是那些嘛。你现在不去玩，也不能去。你说这方面的也是现实。你这里没有我做，我把这个我做。你说这方面的些，你这方面的也是自己这方面的些。你家也差不多这样。你这种绿情我都能在解决你的目的通过我这个用户的嘛他的功能的嘛不是这种绿人家在的不是这种绿特别有名人家的电话是这样吗这些这玩意儿上面是这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这样吗这早已上了车了，你可不容易进去，那保守点。人家，赚钱了就是了，没得那么了解，赚钱了就是了。你可不容易进去，我去进去。我的训练者他的对着日光明跟日光明在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在
So the teaching on the way of the day, the next 2 days is on that of the Burman tradition of Mantra. Based on the root text written by Panchen Lama Chögyam, the first Panchen Lama. Now, therefore, the text, the truth, starts with some, first of all, homage to masters, says, as you have the text here, first of all, it begins by saying Namo Mahamudraya and homage to Mom for the great seal of reality. Benjamin Nosanshagin, first of all, pays homage, saying, I respectfully bow at the feet of my peerless guru, which means that his guru mainly refers to that of the scholar adept, Master Sanghinishi. And Lord of that which pervades everywhere, master of those which actually attainment, who expounds the all-pervasive nature of everything, the great seal, Mahamudra, inseparable from the diamond sphere of mind that is beyond speech. Now, what Mahamudra here, or the great seal, refers to is that of the understanding or wisdom, realizing emptiness, and the object of that wisdom, emptiness. So bringing them together then into one is the Mahamudra. And then next he goes on to, Lord Vajrayana Chaitanya goes on to say, gathering together the essence of the sutras and tantras, the oceans of guiding instructions, condensing the oceans of guiding instructions, I shall write some advice concerning mantra from the Vedic tradition, deriving from the pioneering fatherly Dhamma Vajra. Referring to Dhamma Vajra is one of the direct disciples of Master Tsongkhapa, Mahasi Dhabit, Supreme Actual Attainment, and his spiritual offspring. Now, with regard to these verse, he is paying homage, because saying that he is going to compose this text or write this text on the Gelukka Yumamudra, following the tradition that comes down from the great, supremely accomplished Master Dhamma Vajra. And his spiritual disciples, such as Ansapa and Akira Sanya Yeshi and so forth. And now, with regard to this lineage of teachers, the Mahasiddha Dhamma Vajra and there were seven. It said that there were seven masters who were referred to as the garland of practitioners who have attained the union, state of union, Buddhahood, Tantric system. And so these masters include Dhamma Vajra, Ansapa, Kiru Sangye Yeshe, Pao So Chuje, and Dolphin Jambil Dhatswa.
你要的人呢？那么咱们之间的就是我的运气，咱们三个之间的就是我的，咱们就是我的什么小问题？提拔起别人，你才有身体，就是身体，那些我，这公路公路，我自己也晓得，公路自己也晓得，从我的，他进公路的，我自己也是，他有领导的，你交流到身体里去，这种应该的。 咱们就是我们，咱们就是我们，小路线，特别是别人的运气，我们就是天天运气，晓得是给红灯啊，晓得，天天注意点。好嘞，晓得是红灯嘞，嗯呢？
For this, there are preparatory practices, actual techniques, and concluding procedures. As for the first, in order to have a gateway for entering the teachings and a central term for
their
So the text goes on to say that for this there are those of the preliminary actual practice and the concluding conclusion, of which with regard to the first one, because they are the gateway to the Dharma, and because it is also the central pole of the Mahayana. Therefore, without leaving it, just as empty talk and mere words, take refuge earnestly and cultivate bodhicitta earnestly. And therefore, with regard to this, the first one, which is the preliminary practices, it refers to those of the, what I call the four preliminary practices that you do before entering the part of the actual practice of Mahamudra itself. So the four preliminary practices, there are various ways of counting the numbers, enumerating these four. But following this text, the preliminary practices seems to be taking refuge, as usual, taking refuge, and then as it says here, in order for us to see the suchness or the reality of mind. It is dependent on accumulating merit and purifying negativities, and therefore by performing in the beginning of the 100,000 it's 100 syllable, reciting 100 syllable 100,000 times, as well as doing the 35 Buddha confession, the confession of downfalls, several hundred times. During these, first, then you should also go on to make your earnest and wholehearted supplication to the master. Your root guru, who is inseparable from the Buddhas of the three, all the Buddhas of the three times, and so this shows that of the preliminary practice of reciting the hundreds of syllables of Vajrasattva 100,000 times, as well as doing prostration practice in connection with the confession of the 35 Buddhas, confession of downfalls. And then later on it also mentions, since it mentions that the one has to make one's wholehearted prayers to one's guru, so looking at him or her as one's root guru, as inseparable from the three Buddhas of the three times, which shows that of the guru yoga practice. And so, in a way, you have usually when we count the preliminary practices, they include the mandala offering, but mandala offering is here not explicitly mentioned. So, for the preliminary practice in connection with the Mahamudra text here, when we take the preliminary practices to be repeated, syllable mantra, doing it 100,000 times, and then the, doing prostration in connection with the admission of downfalls, and then Guru Yoga.
Ambi sonu uzak uzağını çözüm geçti buna ve mu uzağını tamam tamam çözüm nasıl tanıyor ni ni yine yine sonra ne ayı oha oha diyor sesi oha bunu oha çok oha diyor sesi ne ni böyle düzgün genel bir kütken tuzla tanıyor ni ni genel tanı ni galim ni oha diyor sesi ni böyle tuhaf tuhaf 错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错错 동작하는 게 차차라요. 你也没有在做这些，也没有让你在让你，不让你他们去，让你们去。你也没有在去，你可以做去，对不？那么你的话，你怎么讲呢？我，我通过我，你通过我，你怎么讲？对不？我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我讲一个，我
So here to recount the story of Lama Tsongkhapa, what happened is Lama Tsongkhapa was born in the northeastern part of Tibet in Amdo, and then from there he moved on to, in his teens, he moved on to the central part of Tibet and pursued his studies of all the philosophical studies, Islamic studies, everything. And then after completing all his studies, what he did was he went up on the hills and lived as a hermit to devote himself to earnestly in practice of the Dharma. And it is said that in the place named Urukachunam, he started practicing offering mandala. And because of his offering the mandala, what happened was that he didn't have any mandala structure made of a like the kind of metal structure that we use these days, but at the time, being a hermit, he had only a huge rock in his cave, and that he used as a mandala base. And then, since the weather at the time was very cold, and even though it was cold, and despite the coldness, he still made the mandala offering using his hand on the, rubbing his hand on the stone. And it is said that at some point in time his hand even cracked and got a little blood oozed out of it, but still he kept doing his practice without stopping. And then such is the effort that he put in his practice. And similarly, he also did made 100,000 prostrations by reciting this text of the admission of confession to the admission of the downfall to the 35 Buddhas. And finally, he was able to have vision of the 35 Buddhas as well. These show the practice of the mandala and during the confession, purification practice, as being very essential in our Dharma practice. And then, on top of that, Lama Tsongkhapa also did that of Guru Yoga practice, based on Manjushri, or Manjushri becoming being his master and teacher himself. He also did his Guru Yoga practice based on his own human masters as well. And so in this way, what happened was through his practice on making the Yidam, or the meditational deity Manjushri, and therefore his own gurus. He was finally seeing them as inseparable and so forth, and in Guru Yoga, he was able to finally have the vision of Manjushri. And then Manjushri was said to have given him instructions and teachings and so forth. And so, of course, Lama Tsongkhapa himself an emanation, a manifestation of Manjushri himself, but in the eyes of the ordinary world, he still assumed as an ordinary person, and therefore, from that point of view, he is said to have vision of Manjushri. Otherwise, he himself was a manifestation of Manjushri.
Padre de Vichy, don't you eat that? We take it to me, little more than one. What's the way to say? Don't you eat that? I get to move out there, little more with it. Say to me, there is no over with me. You are not going to be no over, Tadinji. No over, no over to be coming away. You do not think it's all about you getting it. You didn't imagine going to get 아기기가마제 이제 이내야 어제라니 노다 그 눈은 노다가니 되어오다 내가 이제와 간다기 때 내가 밥이 내 개발해서 수익이 그리 주기 때 이제 먹어야 돼 그 눈은 노다가니 되어오다 누구이 되게 맞은 기분이 있어 노다가니 되어오다 그 눈은 노다가니
then the text goes on to say that as for the actual practice, although there are many ways of the settled mantra, there are two main, two, and divided according to sutta, divided according to sutta and tantra. So what this shows is that the Tathagata Mahamantra, this great seal, the tradition came from India, and so it was there in India in the past, got the program to India, Tibet. And so there were masters of India, such as Delopa, Naropa, and so forth. As well as once it came into Tibet, the Mahamudra tradition also spread amongst different traditions, such as those of the Kagyu tradition. And so masters of Kagyupa, Kagyupa masters such as Gyoba Jigten Gompo and Chungpo Lhepa and so forth, also followed the Mahamudra tradition and practiced them. And there is also the Indian master called Padma Sanje and his disciple Majik Lakhan and so forth also had followed this practice. And so although there were so many different strands of practice of Mahamudra, tradition of Mahamudra, when you all of these traditions boil down to the Sutra and Tantra traditions and systems, and therefore it says divided into the Sutra and Tantra.
Yabancı dün yoksa, bütün yoksa diyorlar. Bir adı yoksa diyor.
Sutra side of the practice, the Mahamantra, And therefore, because of his emphasis, he gives the Tantric practice first and then goes into the Sutra, Mahamudra. And then it goes on to say the Mahamudra of the traditions of Saraha, Narajuna, Naropa, Nityipa. It is the quintessence of the Anuttara Yoga class of Tantra as taught in the seven... And so the Mahavatar tradition of Saraharan and Arjuna and Naropa and Metipa is this quintessence of the entire yoga class of Tantra as taught in the seven texts called Tupa or Siddhas, and then the three core volumes. And so with regard to these the seven texts called Tupa or Siddhants, what they are, the seven starts with the text by Dzogchen, that is Mahasiddha, named Devegwenpo. And so what he wrote was Sangwa Tupa, which is could be translated like the accomplishment of the secret. And so Devegwenpo, following Saraha's tradition, has written this text, and then following that becomes the pioneering text on Mahamudra, and then following him, and there were the six other major Mahasiddhas who composed this text with the title and Tupa or accomplishment. And so this refers, the seven texts refers to those seven texts by Mahasiddhas. And then the three core volumes are written by other masters. And so, in other words, now, with regard to this master, Devegwenpo, who wrote The Accomplishment of the Sacred, and it is a text which deals with the higher and the completion stage practice of Tantra. In fact, it deals with the realization of emptiness from a level where the practitioner has reached a very, very high level of spiritual development. And therefore, the wordings in it is has to be understood as referring to highly realized Mahasiddha, I mean practitioners realizing emptiness, and not therefore it's when you read this text, it's going to be very difficult for the beginner practitioners who have not reached that kind of level to actually grasp the meaning of these texts easily. And in fact, what had happened was, in the Tibetan tradition, we have the Dzogchen of the Nyingma tradition, which within the Nyingma tradition, there is this practice called Dzogchen, the great completion or great perfection. And so this particular tradition or system called the Great Perfection is said to have drawn from this text by Devegwenpo, the accomplishment of the secret. And so this becomes the source of the Dzogchen teachings. In fact, of course, Dzogchen was taught by the Guru Padmasambhava, and therefore Dzogchen is an authentic teaching of the Buddhism. However, it is said that over the centuries, because the later followers of Dzogchen were not able to comprehend the meaning of these meaning of these secrets, the sacred texts, and fully, therefore there have been misinterpretations, misunderstandings, and therefore later on there were then texts and practices drawn which are claimed to be doctrine practice but and teachings, but there have been slight misrepresentations of doctrine in the Nyingma traditions. Of course, Dzogchen in the beginning was a pure authentic teaching of Buddhism, but because of misunderstanding and the lack of understanding on the part of the practitioners who followed it, competition, there have been kind of mix-ups and with other views and thoughts, and in Tsongkhapa Slang Rinchenmo, it is mentioned that although the tradition which was established at the time when Buddhism was first brought to India and spread in Tibet by these two great masters, Master Padmasambhava and Master Shandarakshita, although these the teachings were authentic and pure Dharma Buddhist teachings, but then they became a little bit adulterated later on by the followers of the Dharma tradition. And therefore, there is a slight difference in the later versions of the Nyingma Dzogchen tradition and the earlier versions. And similarly, it is said that because the Dzogchen is such a high level of practice, it talks about the mind being important. Non-conceptual, without any thought, and so forth. These terms are used, and because of these terms, and certain practitioners misunderstood them to mean that you don't think about anything when you meditate. Even at the level of the beginner level, you don't really make any thought and bring up any thought, and so just stop thinking. So this is a wrong understanding of Dzogchen, and this kind of tradition spread in China, and in Tibetan tradition, we call this kind of meditation that spread in China and, as that of Jiangne, which means meditation of nothingness, which is not actually Dzogchen meditation at all, but people misunderstood it to be Dzogchen meditation because of finding these words where this very sacred text of Dzogchen that mentions this meditation without thought and so forth. So with this, the text finishes with the teaching of the Mahamudra called this Tantra tradition. And then the next is the former refers to the ways of meditating on voidness as directly indicated in the expanded, intermediate, and brief Prajaparamita Sutras. And so this shows the actual subject matter that the author wants to deal with in this particular text on Mahamudra. So we'll go through this tomorrow.